producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Soliciting your thoughts and your support, your input. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli here, along with Rich McFadden, talking about things that are happening that are worth your attention, conversation, intrigue. American Airlines flight. Let's see, what flight number was this?
Four. It was flight number four, Doug.
It was coming to L.A., wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
To L.A.?
Yep. I don't think it's flight four, but it's...
It isn't, but just move along.
A low number.
Nobody cares.
So anyway, 188 people, crew of 12, left London's Heathrow Airport on time yesterday at noon, the Boeing 777, about halfway over the North Atlantic. The flight attendants got sick. The crew members got sick. And so if you got a crew that's sick, who's flying the plane? Who's taking care of the people on the plane?
All right.
So what do? They turn around and go back to Heathrow. They're too far. Well, they're not far enough to be committed to get onto the other side of the North Atlantic. So, and it's interesting, because we had this conversation with Jennifer, was it yesterday or the day before, without any idea that anything like this was going on. I was talking about how much time it takes when we were talking about two-engine planes versus four-engine planes, and what happens, just think about it for a second. Never mind about the health of the crew, but you got a two-engine plane, and one of them craps out halfway over the North Atlantic. You're 4.5 hours, once you are committed, after you've left the land, which is Iceland, Reykjavik, Greenland, when you commit yourself to going over the North Atlantic, you got maybe 3 hours, three hours and a half from the time you leave land till you are over other land. So in that time period, what do if the engine craps out? You are out. What do they say? SOL. And so all these planes that have been certified, the 757, 767, 777, the 787, 747, all are certified to fly over water. But again, the only one that's got four engines is a 747. Lose an engine, no big deal. Lose an engine on one of the other planes, it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that isn't what happened.
Bigger deal.
This plane, exactly. So they're really sick. Flight attendants really sick. Whatever they ate got into. So the plane turns around. One of the flight attendants got so sick she just fainted and fell on the floor.
Oh my God!
She put her hand on her head, bong to the floor, and. So this kind of crazy stuff, you imagine what's going on with a crew and with people who are on the plane, and you can't, what do? You can't, I mean, you can't just, in the United States, you find the nearest airport and you land. No airports. So they turned around and had to fly back to London 2.5 hours. So it was 5 hours all the way between the time they got out, the time they got back, and the plane was met by the London Fire Brigade, and you know, they did what they had to do. But just think about that. If you're a passenger on the plane, the crew members are sick, one of them
and
faints.
And do you think you're next?
Out.
Because, I mean, it almost seems like terror, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
right. It would make everybody sick. So, anyway... then there was another plane problem yesterday in Ireland. I think it was in Ireland. It was an Aer Lingus plane. Took off. And you can see, by the way, you can find the video of this from what you can. This video has been released from the cockpit of the plane. Whatever the emergency was, they turn around and go back and land and, you know, take care of what the mishap is. But if you're a flyer, this time I'm looking at half a dozen flights for me for the next month and a half, 2 months. The plane had a hydraulic failure. So for those of you who don't know how all this works, if you remember back, first of all, if you're from the farm, you understand it. Richie, I don't know how much hydraulic information you have. You understand how hydraulics work. And I don't mean this to sound sexist. Roberta, you understand the principle of hydraulics on equipment?
Yes, I think so. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Jennifer, do you understand the principle of hydraulics?
No.
Okay. Well, here's an example. Your power steering and your brakes. The car functions because of the hydraulic connect, the oil, the brake fluid is an oil that gets pumped through the system from the master cylinder to the wheel cylinders to operate the brake so that the rotor, the closure comes from the caliper and it closes the brake so the car stops. When you're steering your car, there's steering fluid that goes from the pump to the piston that makes the car wheels turn left or right. So that's all hydraulics. And in a plane, everything that makes the plane work, everything is hydraulics. So if you have a problem with hydraulics, the plane won't fly. Best example, United flight from Denver to Chicago. Remember Al Haynes? It was 19, I want to say even back to the, it was 86 or 89, someplace in there. And the plane, the rear of the plane blows off. There was a three-engine DC-10, and the plane's engine on the tail, the fan came apart, and the engine, the back of the engine blew out, and with it went all the hydraulics. So, under the circumstances, the plane, what are you going to do with the plane? The plane did land, luckily, but it wasn't an easy circumstance. So, anyway, the hydraulics that was the problem with the plane, the Aer Lingus plane.
They say on this plane where the people were passing out, it could have been fumes from an oven in the plane or chemicals used to clean it. Or one possible cause is that a laptop battery was leaking fumes.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. In a moment, we're going to meet Rob Hilson from the Bank of America. This is important information for all of us who are small business owners. Stand by for that next here on Good Day.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
It's not a team without t-shirts.
Custom t-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new t-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
All right, Doug Steffen, good day. The presence of Rob Hilson here from the small business, all the big banks in our country have attention focused on different levels of business expertise. So this fellow is the small business executive at the Bank of America. He leads a national organization that provides banking solutions to a number of businesses around the country. So if you have a business that has revenue of $5 million or less, that certainly is me, Rob, and I think I'm representative of millions of businesses that are trying to figure out what to do. Where are we? Where do we go? So the Bank of America has released its report, which is a study exploring the concerns and aspirations of small business owners. What did the report say? What are those of us who are small business people most interested in or most concerned about?
Well, good morning, Doug. The punchline or the headline for the fall survey is that small business owners are very optimistic about 16 and beyond. We saw a notable uptick year over year. So whether it was expectations for their business to grow in 2016 or beyond, whether they were going to be hiring or not, two-thirds said that they were going to be hiring in 2016 or taking out more credit than they have in previous years. All of those are evidence that there is an increasing optimism around small business in America.
Okay. I'm a great believer in various ways of starting new business. As a matter of fact, for a couple of years, I had a segment on this program that was aimed at encouraging small business people to come present whatever it is that they were doing, and we would have like a contest, like a Shark Tank and American Idol combo together. I agree with you, but you and I and people who believe this are flying in the face of the news media, which continues every day to pound away at how bad the economy is, and how if you're a small business, people look out, yada, yada, yada. So I have, I was eager to have you on to tell the story because it sort of gets in the face of the news media and the stock market. Not everybody is worried, as you're suggesting. Most people are pretty optimistic.
Well, small business owners certainly are. Now, make no mistake, we've seen a lot of events around the globe and, you know, in the U.S., markets that has caused concern for everybody, including small business owners. But in spite of that, anecdotally and talking to small business customers frequently and going back to the survey, those small business owners are betting on the U.S. consumer. And so the U.S. consumer continues to hold up really well. More people are working. The job market may not be robust, but it continues to improve. Certainly there's more dollars in consumers' pockets because of the downdraft in oil. Housing continues to be strong and interest rates are low. So all of that bodes well for the U.S. consumer, which is really fueling the optimism for U.S. small businesses.
And this is in spite of government interference. And one wonders, as I look at the results of this survey, if we're finding that part of the optimism comes from people who are younger, new business people, folks who have taken over family businesses. Do you account for that in this survey?
We do. Millennials clearly are the most optimistic of the bunch. So millennials are more optimistic than the Gen Xers, who are more optimistic than the boomers. But across all three generations, there was a notable increase in optimism. Mm-hmm. To your point about red tape, regulatory environment, it's a challenge. But small business owners are confident, they're resourceful, they're resilient, but they do express concern about, you know, the cost of many feeling like, you know, to really get this right, they would have to bring on an expert full-time to navigate the red tape, most of which cannot afford that. So it continues to be a concern for them.
I wonder also, anecdotally, as we are in the political season, you listen to some of these candidates talk about the tax structure that companies and corporations have in our country, and if somebody were to win that would change that and bring it down and or up, if it came down, would probably bring more jobs back to our country, wouldn't it? And that would, you know, a lot of small businesses are sending the work to be done overseas, and that could change if we had the proper tax structure.
Well, there's no question that a consistent theme is simplicity or the need for greater simplicity. To be fair, most small business operators in the U.S. are employing people locally.
Yeah.
But to your point, clearly, you know, taxes, tax structure, the complexity of it is a challenge and can be a burden to many of them.
All right. People can go to the Bank of America website, bankofamerica.com/small business, to see the results of this survey, of this study?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think that's something. And you go to local Bank of America office. I'm sure they have the connection there as well. But this is a survey of over 1,000 small business owners around the country. Sort of sets a good tone. And again, it's pretty optimistic. And that's why I wanted to have you here. Rob, thank you. Rob Hilson with the Small Business Owner Report from the Bank of America. It isn't all doom and gloom, as he has reported. So those of you who read the Wall Street Journal and the Investor's Business Daily and all these other outfits that tell you to sell all your stock and go jump under the mattress, this is a counter to that. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Back musically to this week in 1982, this song debuting on the charts from the Go-Go's, We Got the Beat. You got the beat, Lizzie? We were talking earlier about music and how it sounded or how it fit into various categories. I'm not sure whether you think this fit into the 80s sound or not. You wouldn't hear it probably
definitely
around today, or would you?
You hear it a little bit today.
Yeah. All right. So here's what we're going to do in this portion of the program is we present some of the new music that was debuting during this week in various years. Some of them went on to become big hits. Some we remember from their funny videos, outrageous videos. Others were a little bit more than blips on the radar of the musical culture. And maybe there's a lot of stuff here that's in between. So here we have picked up a new category, debuting tunes. This one debuted at number 79 and then went to number 1. Next, the Greg Kinn Band. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep. Love it.
This is a good song from this week in 1983, debuting at number 77, also went to number 1. The song is called Jeopardy. Crank it up, Richie. Again,
remember Weird Al did a cover of
Yes,
this.
I remember.
I lost on Jeopardy.
Right, yeah. This is the debuting songs, not the ones that are on the top of the charts, the ones just starting to get attention. So this was number 77.
Right.
Did go to number 1 during this week in 1983. Let's fast forward to this week in 1984 now for Rockwell. Roberta, you remember this song?
Yeah, I remember this one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Debuted at number 73, then went to number 1 later on during the second month of 1984. Jen, somebody's watching me.
say yes.
Jennifer says that. She always feels like somebody's watching her.
Always. Somebody's peering in my window.
Yeah. Right.
Did you guys hear, by the way, we'll have to talk about this later, that they were that the Anaheim PD, which is the police department by Disneyland, was spying on people around there?
Really? Disney?
Everybody's watching you at Disneyland, I guess.
Oh, my God. These people. Oy. All right. So let's see. This was from This Week 1984. So I got time for at least one or more of these, Richie. One or more.
Yeah.
Billy Joel. That's a good song.
Oh, yeah. Great song.
This song debuted on this date in 1985.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keeping the faith.
Keeping the faith. Guys, great. I have a better appreciation for having seen him in concert this past summer.
It's a cool song because it's got a little bit of reggae, got a little bit of soul, got a little bit of doo-wop in it. It's very cool.
I'd like to come to Madison Square Garden and just see him inside. We saw him at Fenway Park last summer. He's coming again. You know how much money these guys make in one of these venues for just a night? I saw an article that said he netted $1.4 million for that night.
Per night?
Fenway Park.
You know what?
Wow.
I went and saw McCartney at Nationals Park. Again, okay, for him, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Then, you know what kind of a show do you get when you're 700 yards away?
Well, if you're up in the bleachers, nothing. But you can see the screens.
Yeah, basically.
Right.
Fairly, you're watching the screens. Much as anything else. But you're paying a lot of money.
I'm
going to
go see Johnny Lang next weekend for $25, and I'll be 15 feet away from him.
Well, that's where I was from Bruce.
Yeah.
I was about 3 feet away.
Yeah, you're spending your whole inheritance on it. Yeah.
Is that before or after you were arrested?
Right.
Roberta, for those of you who didn't hear that.
One more.
You
got
to do this one from Dan Seals. Bob Bop. Debuted at number 83 this week, 1986. Number one on the country charts. This is a pop song, though, as well. 28 minutes after the hour now on Good Day.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples, make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus the 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store staples.com for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! 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 Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasinelli, 888-302-3684. You could actually talk to these two women if you would like to by dialing that number. Wow.
Like it's your birthday over here.
Happy birthday.
All right. A treat. A lot of
fun. Here's the story of Adrienne Davis. Adrienne Davis lost her leg in the Boston Marathon bombing. Was that 3 years ago, I think it was, right? And so she has a new artificial leg, and she says she's been running and practicing. So when the Patriots Day race is run, the Boston Marathon this April, she's going to run it. She said yesterday that she was training for the 120th Boston Marathon. She formed a team to run with her. They're going to raise funds for her. She lives in Oklahoma. The Life for Limbs Federation or Foundation is helping her raise money so she can make the trip. She said, I made the decision a little while ago. I wanted to train and really see if I was ready physically and mentally before announcing that I'm training and I'm ready to go. So she was, by the way, a professional ballroom dancer. She also, and there's a picture of her, if you want to check it out at DougSteffen.com from today's show, a picture of her beginning to dance again. She said, I was going to dance again, and I'm going to run again. And so this is the kind of people that give you nothing but inspiration. This is the kind of stuff that dreams literally are made from. Is that good English? Yeah. from which dreams are made is probably better English. But a cool story about a cool lady that will, in fact, impact a lot of people. People will run in the race because they want to be associated with her. I think that's simple. Now, so here's another story that's cut from the same cloth. The story of Devin Shuko, who is a senior at Norton High School in Norton, Massachusetts.
Norton.
He's also the team captain of the wrestling team, undefeated this year. 27-0 is their record. He has literally himself beaten his opponents 100 times. His record was shattered by a wrestling legend named Andrew Howland. The reason this is of interest is because this other wrestler who beat him is someone who has Down syndrome. Do you realize how hard it is for somebody who has that affliction to be able to focus on something like this, be able to train the way it was necessary? This is, according to Devin, a strong, tough kid. There's a picture of the two of them together also from today's show at DougStephan.com. But again, when people tell you that you can't do, just because you have Down syndrome, that doesn't mean you can't think, you can't act. There are some who have more severe cases of it than others.
Right.
But in this case, what amazes me, and I never have, I should get a doctor to ask this question. Somebody, the next time we have Dr. Ken or Jack or anybody who's here, Ron Hoffman, I don't mean to be indelicate, but I think you can always tell somebody who's got Down syndrome because their faces all look the same. No matter what the mother or father looks like, someone with Down syndrome always looks the same. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Their facial eyes, features, their eyes.
Right, there's a look. Well, yeah. It's a genetic thing.
Right, right. Yeah, it is. Right, yeah, yeah. So anyway, and most people think those the folks who have Down syndrome are not capable of doing anything, and that's not the case at all. Matter of fact, that's quite a prejudicial point of view that comes about because people are ignorant of what the facts are when it comes to things like this. And if you don't have somebody like this in your family, it's probably not something you're too close to. You see people and you understand what they have. But, you know, one of the things that's troubling is that there are more and more of these cases all the time. More and more birth defects. We're now all focused on this Zika mosquito virus and what that might do if you were pregnant to the child that's in the womb. But there are a lot of other things that happen that create Down syndrome, and it's a very difficult thing. I believe one of the main reasons for getting Down syndrome is a lack of oxygen at some point in the prenatal situation. Is that right? Roberta, you know more. I mean, from a woman's point of view, you probably know more.
It's a genetic defect.
Yeah, but is
what, Down syndrome? It's an extra chromosome.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Not oxygen.
That's all it is.
No.
It's an extra
chromosome. Okay. Yeah, right. It's a genetic.
I know Megan had the test for it when she
you
was
You do
pregnant.
When you're over 35. The older you get, the more likely you are.
It's a third copy of chromosome 21.
Right. The more likely you are to have the
problem. I was wondering about which chromosome
right.
It was. Thank you. I get that.
Chromosome 21 is very important, Doug.
It is, right. Okay, as long as we're in the medical column here. Think about, I'm going to pose this way or present this way. Then the last time you had anxiety or fear, I was just filling out a form for a test, and that was one of the questions on the form. Do you have anxiety? Are you fearful? Do you have phobias? Do you have panic attacks, disorders? Do you have post-traumatic stress disorder? I've had certainly phobias in my life. I've had panic attacks in my life. A lot of people that I work with think I have a lot of disorders. Whether that's true or not, I think that I am not necessarily fearful, but I have done a lot of fear-based thinking in my life. Who among us hasn't? I remember when I was very young, I'd first gotten married. I had three or four things going job-wise, and I had a series for, I don't know, it was 14 or 15 panic attacks over about a year period. And what happens is your breathing just increases. You feel like you're having a heart attack. And nothing is wrong except your breathing is out of whack. It's out of kilter. It causes epileptic fits in some people. It never did that with me. But the reason I bring it to your attention is because there is a new proposal that will help people who have this problem, and 29% of American adults apparently have suffered from it at some point in time. Roberta, have you ever had a panic attack? Have you ever become so overwhelmed with fear that it's sort of gotten in the way of you being able to function properly for a while?
You know, I have to be honest, both my daughters suffer from anxiety and panic attacks, and it is such a foreign concept to me.
It is.
And I know they suffer from it, and I see how they suffer, and I try to understand it, but for me, it's completely foreign. I have never, ever had an anxiety attack or a panic attack. Maybe I'm just too logical. If, you know, if something happens, I just kind of, you know, go, okay, how do we solve the problem?
Can we repeat that, Richie?
You know, I don't know what it is.
Maybe I'm too logical.
Right, yeah. Most logical person I know.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But I have to be honest. I have never, ever, ever had a panic attack or an anxiety attack.
Good. Jen, I think you and I have talked about this before.
I actually have generalized anxiety disorder. I have a real problem that, you know, thankfully I've been able to kind of get a hold of over the last couple of years. But it's an everyday struggle for me because constantly anxiety and worry, it's always... I'm constantly having
my daughter has
away.
It. My daughter
really
has
tough.
It.
Yeah. Really tough.
What about you, Richie?
Absolutely. Every time I get down to beer number one
I
in
know.
The six pack,
like, Rich is actually very healthy. You know,
right,
I'm gonna give Rich props on this because
he covers it up with beer. So he did.
He got diagnosed with Hodgkin's lymphoma not so long ago, and he had the best attitude about it. Whether that was a fake or not, fake
or not, it worked.
It was not fake.
I was convinced.
You have to make it.
Yeah.
You have to decide that you're going to be. But I'll tell you what, first couple of days, you'll scare the Jesus out of
it. Absolutely. When I went to have my test at Seriscan, and they told me in 7 to 10 years I was going to be a candidate for early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. What do you think I felt like?
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. You were freaked
out. So I'm going back there, by the way, in a couple of weeks to have another test.
So everybody get ready for a really fun show here in a couple of weeks.
It'll be fun.
All right, so here's the reason I'm asking the question. There is a, as you might imagine, a current, what do they call them, a test. When the drug companies, they have a trial. Drug companies come up with something that they want to test. And so because PTSD has become such a problem, the urgent need, says Merrill Kint, professor of psychology at one of our, I think it's Johns Hopkins. Anyway, the focus on whether we can find a drug that'll be able to touch into your fears. There are people who are afraid of bugs, for example. There are people who are afraid of spiders. And that's not that's not disabling in and of itself, but if there's a tarantula around, Roberta had a tarantula as a pet.
Yes, I did. I know one of my daughters once said to me, she said, the most thing I find annoying about you is that you are afraid of nothing.
Right. Now, I would say that about you. I know you well enough to know that's true. Yeah, you are. But yet you have lots of turmoil in your life. Whether it gets the best of you or not remains to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
But would your problem be fixed by this pill that blocks norepinephrine? Whatever the hell that is.
Isn't she a writer?
You're right.
Norepinephrine.
Yeah. Yes,
right.
She is.
That's very good. Yes.
That's good, Jen.
Yeah. Anyway, they studied 26,000 military service members since 2008 to find out if blocking or disrupting the memory would reverse the process. And that's what the drug is aimed at doing, blocking your memories. So how many people want to live their lives with memories that are unpleasant being blocked? That's really what this does. It blocks. If it makes your life better, is it okay? Is that, I'm asking the question because I don't know how I would approach it. If you were so disabled by having a fear that you couldn't deal with psychologically. If somebody gave you a pill that blocked memories, but how is it selective enough to block just the bad memories? Or does it block all memories? That's what I'd want to know. Wouldn't you? I don't want to have my memories of my children when they were child, even my own memories of my childhood. Or great memories of the programs that we've done here, or encounters that I've had with wonderful people in my life. But that's what this is, the suggestion from these people doing the work. It tampers with human memory so that it gets rid of all the disturbing items, but the odds are it gets rid of everything. So it's kind of like going maybe to a hypnotist, or, you know, even worse. Look at the kinds of drugs that get in the movies, or 24. Can you imagine Jack having one of these? They try to use it on Jack, I think, didn't they? In one of the shows. It just seems like we're messing with something that there ought to be a better way of curing it. But I, you know, there's going to be money in it. You know that. There's going to be big money in it.
What was that movie, Memento? Remember that movie where the guy had no short-term memory?
Yes, I remember.
And he had to write everything down on a notepad, and it was kind of like 24?
Yep. Yeah. Well, that's what we're doing. That's what this is about. So, do you want this for yourself or not is the question that will come up. 47 minutes after the hour on Good Day. Folks, here's some great news for those of you who have used GenuCell and gotten the results that you wanted to. GenuCell gets rid of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, the natural plant stem cell therapy netted you and the millions of people that have used GenuCell the great results. Now comes the Platinum Dark Circle treatment. Same company, same idea, only this product is aimed at targeting the dark circles under and around your eyes. It gets rid of them, doesn't cover them up. That's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. Get it now free with an order of GenuCell at 800-543-9262. Yes, 800-543-9262 gets rid of all the problems you've got with the wrinkles and things around your face that you don't like. 800-543-9262. Tell them you're listening to Doug Stephan, get free express shipping. 800-543-9262.
A new year often means new goals and dreams. While many people tend to focus on fitness or career goals, there's one area that could use more attention: personal finances. In fact, research shows that over half of Americans feel that their financial planning could use some improvement. Rebecca Barsh with Northwestern Mutual has more.
Like any relationship, creating a fulfilling financial life requires attention, consistency, and communication. If you have a financial plan, don't neglect it. Make a quarterly date to review your plan to make sure it aligns with changing priorities and your resources.
Any other good tips?
Candid conversations with loved ones about important topics like lifestyle goals, retirement, and long-term care are essential to a sound financial strategy. Also, consider reducing your debt and seeking professional guidance to learn about available options to make the most of your money.
For more tips on financial planning, visit NorthwesternMutual.com. That's NorthwesternMutual.com. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Welcome to Staples.
As Staples guy, my office goes through ink like it's water.
Well, we have the ink you need, and with our 110% price match guarantee, Staples always has low prices.
So we could go through ink like water. We could bathe in the stuff.
That'd just be weird.
Staples. Make more happen. Now get a $15 coupon when you spend $75 on ink, or $20 when you spend $200 on toner.
Offer valid on in-store purchases only ends 1/30/16. Price match plus a 10% difference. Discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Ends 3/26/16. See store or staples.com for details.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-908-1509 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-908-1509. Call 800-908-1509. Again, that's 800-908-1509. 800-908-1509.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Tech Talk time now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are going to take apart some of the news that will affect you, some of the information that will affect you. I know one thing. I wish I had bought Facebook stock 2 days ago, and I'll tell you why in just a moment here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, here we are at 55 past the hour. Facebook shares up 12% yesterday.
Really? Why?
After they said they had earned 79 cents a share on revenue of almost $6 billion in the fourth quarter. So they're way over what Wall Street
expectations,
expectations were. $5 billion in quarterly revenue. You know, we were talking about this yesterday as it applied to Apple, because these silly people on Wall Street are saying, my God, Apple has fallen flat. They still made
$18 billion in profit.
Right.
In the last quarter, they sold $65 billion worth of product.
Matter.
What the hell do these people think?
It's all...
it's
what
nonsense.
Did you make last quarter, and what do you expect to make next quarter? That's
God.
All they base the stock prices on.
Unbelievable.
And if you did this or
silly,
didn't meet expectations, or if you are or aren't going to grow or in the next quarter.
It's the top of silliness. Okay, so the other top, when you're onto the top of the silliness scale, Amazon has increased its value by 35% in the last quarter of last year. But the Wall Street people are off because last year at this time, they were up 54% in the last quarter of the year. My God, the absurdity of this in terms of technology value on Wall Street, they had a growth rate of 35% in the last third of last year. In the last third of 2014, their growth rate was 54%. So that means you don't buy the stock? What are you nuts? Actually, if the stock goes down because of this, it's a perfect time to buy the stuff. Buy it now.
Not going away.
No, of course they're not going away. But nonsense.
It'll grow long term. Yeah. Invest. At least, I mean, remember, this is for people who invest day by day.
Yep. Right.
If you're investing long term, this is silliness.
Yep. All right. Circuit City. Those of you who have any kind of stock, remember they went bankrupt in 2008, but they appear to be coming like Phoenix out of the ashes. They're coming back to life. Investors are planning to open new stores. They shut 700 of them down, but they're targeting a new crowd. All of the offerings they're going to have are based on what millennials' preference is when it comes to technology. So Best Buy will be aimed at the average consumer, your age, Richie, my age,
right,
if you will. And Circuit City is going to go for the 30 and under crowd and whatever kind of technology and gadgetry. You know, if somebody had been smart with Radio Shack, they would have done the same thing.
That's a tough business, but, just because you can get everything on Amazon tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
You know who, first started, Circuit City started another company.
What?
That company is still alive and growing. Do you know what that company is?
No.
CarMax.
Hmm. Really?
They were
They're building a great new big building in Westboro, the next town over from me. They're selling a lot of cars.
So the original company died while the new company is
I did not know that. Okay, that's good to know. That's good, Richie. Thank you for contributing. All right, let's see here. Facebook, half of the... You know how many people are on Facebook? 1.6 billion people are on. They're active listeners, active users every month. 1.6 active users. The desktop version, not much of import anymore because most people are using it on their mobile devices.
Yes.
Or at least have. 823 million of those 1.6 billion access Facebook every day via their mobile devices. I can't tell you. Let's see. I use my... I use my desktop. Yeah. But I'm not the normal everyday average guy. It's me.
Say that again.
That's real. Okay. I'm not the normal everyday average guy, Richie. I said it again. There, I've said it again. It's the Doug Safran Good Day program at 59 minutes after the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week.
You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.